Welcome to the PlayStation 5 Central Podcast, where we give you all the news, the reviews, and the...
The Kangaroomers!
Yes, the Kangaroomers! Where did you get that one from, Jordan?
I was thinking before you got there, I was like, what can I say this week? And then I was in my head, I was like, the Kangaroomers!
The Kangaroomers. Now, Jordan, it's not only you and me here today, a very special guest. His name. You know where I'm going with it, don't you? You know where I'm going. Yeah, it's Mark Wahlberg. How are you, Mark?
Oh, no. Hey, what's the goal? It's kangaroos. They're bouncing all over the place. I don't know what you're doing.
No, you love it. You secretly love it, don't you? Nah, anyway.
That one's easy. That one's easy. Can you spring the other ones on me that I'm like, oh, God, I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah, I've been doing Sorting Hat, a bit of Watto lately. Thought we'd mix it up. Bring back Mark.
Bring Marky Mark.
Anyway, Jordan, how have you been, mate?
I'm good. I'm still alive. I'm having aftershocks from the kangaroos. That's funny. Yeah, nah, I'm all good. Very busy. On school holidays, but it doesn't really feel school holiday-ish.
Now, you played a couple hours of Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
Upon my request.
We haven't talked about my big news from last week, the last episode. We were talking about Hogwarts Legacy, and I have a big update for everyone.
Oh, no. This was devastating for Hogwarts fans. The verdict from Jordan.
I do not do this often. I honestly don't think I could tell you the last time I did this with a game, but I DNF'd Hogwarts Legacy.
Damn.
I think last time we spoke, I was talking about how I really wasn't enjoying it as much as I wanted to. I was still playing it and I was enjoying it enough to get through it. But I was playing the other day. This was about a week ago now. And I got to the last bit. And I know it was the last bit because I looked it up to be like, am I getting to the end now?
Yeah.
Because I really hope I am. And
which isn't a good sign when you say that.
No. So I entered the last sort of area and I was at the beginning of the last area and I got through this massive combat bit and then I died. And part of the thing that was that I was struggling with is that I didn't have enough health potions. And I think I had two. And I looked at it and I thought, nah. I went and looked at the walkthrough and I was like, how long have I got to get through this? I saw how much I had and I said, no, thank you. So I looked up the ending on YouTube and was like, oh, yeah, my life is no different.
You saw the final boss, how that went down? Yep. It was a cool boss, don't you think?
No, couldn't care less.
You didn't care less. All the professors came in and helped. I mean, it was an Avengers Endgame moment.
Didn't do it for me. And I can officially say that it's also been sold. So I no longer own the game
either. Oh, wow. That's a statement.
I'm committing to the fact that I'm not going back to finish it. If you like the game, that is fantastic. Because I think there is enjoyment there to be found.
But this is what I said.
I just didn't find it.
The worst part of the game, and everyone, I think, agrees, is the story.
That's the thing I care about most. So maybe that's what turned me off so viscerally.
Do you think it would have been better if it was Harry?
Yeah. I also think it would have been better because we're not really following a character. You're following an avatar.
This is the problem we've talked about, Jordan, when you have a creator character.
Yeah, because this is a creator character and you don't even get named. They're just like, oh, like Professor Fig's just like, oh, come along, student. And it's like, oh gosh, this just ain't it, champ. Ain't it. Yeah, so I DNF'd it. No intention of going back ever. I can understand why it got scores that it did, because if story isn't everything for you and there's definitely the appeal there of finding the secrets.
But did you like the gameplay and the world?
I did in the beginning. I liked the gameplay. And then as I got towards the end, I was like, this doesn't even feel like a combat game. It feels more like it almost feels a bit more like a rhythm game because all you're doing is pressing R2 and then maybe pressing square, like one of the face buttons to choose the spell that hits the shield that the person's got on. And I just decided Nah. And I know that that's what a lot of combat games are. Like God of War, you've got to switch from the blades to the Leviathan axe, depending on who you're fighting against and using different weapons. But at least it felt satisfying. Whereas literally this is just you using the same wand and a different colored light comes out of it. And yeah, I'm stopping
no,
there.
I actually agree with you. I actually kind of agree. I've actually lowered my score from a 9 to 8 as well. I mean, you're not at an 8, you're lower, but
no.
I had it at a 9. I've gone down because, yeah, that story, it's a big part of it and it just doesn't hit. There's a couple of good side quests, but that's not enough in a game that's 100 hours or 50 to 100, depending what you're doing.
So, yeah. There's just a few miscues that I really think could have been fixed.
Mm.
What I was really expecting is, you know, at the very beginning of the game where you are in that carriage and you get attacked and that the minister from the guy from the Ministry of Magic dies.
Yep.
I was really expecting that to be a fake death and then it turn up later that he was actually a part of the whole thing.
That's what I thought too, yeah. To
give a bit of weight to the story, to add maybe just another layer.
Mm.
And yeah, like that didn't break the game for me. But
well, there wasn't any twists, was there?
I was just missing a few more ingredients to make it great. But it was pretty much just like pretty cookie cutter. You are this. Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't mind the characters. I actually found a lot of them quite charming and fun to be around.
I liked Natty, and I thought Sebastian was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Professor Fig, I liked at the start. And as it went on, I thought you're like an Elden Ring NPC more than anything. You just got this weird ass voice and you're not doing much.
I liked him, but he ended up, there wasn't a much, spoilers again, there wasn't much emotional weight when he died.
Yeah,
in the
agreed.
Game compared to other deaths. Thought, For example, in The Last of Us, when Sam and Henry die, you're only with them for an hour or two and you're nearly in tears when that's happening. This, you're with this guy for 10 hours, 20 hours, and you couldn't care less. I mean, it was kind of sad, but it just didn't have the same hit.
Mm. Yeah. The difference was with that is he was literally there just to be the NPC that explains what the next part of your quest is.
He was just an explaining machine.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was just a...
just a cog in the machine, really.
Yeah, exactly.
A signpost, basically. Yeah.
Just spewing out information and...
Yeah. So I am pretty disappointed. I actually am feeling... This year in particular, start of the year, sorry to wax poetic on us all here, and I'm not usually the negative one, but I do feel a little bit disappointed with how the year has sort of started with games. I don't feel like I'm enjoying...
Wow, that's a hot take.
Yeah. But keep in mind, I don't play everything. I don't have the time to play everything. But I think what I've devoted my time to, I have been a little bit disappointed with. Now, that's not to say that every game that's come out has been disappointing, because there has been hits that have come out. And they've been, and like people enjoyed Hogwarts and people have enjoyed Atomic Heart and was a Wild Hearts that people enjoyed. That's 100% okay. I've just sort of struggled to, maybe what I should say is I've struggled to find something I truly enjoy this year, apart from Dead Space, which I loved and would be my game of the year at this point. I've struggled to find something that makes me want to turn on the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a little bit of a change in the winds, though, with that game that you mentioned before that I started, which was Resident Evil 2.
Yeah. How you can play a couple of hours?
Yeah. So I'm at the part where you're trying to get the key card to get out of the parking garage.
Mm.
So I don't know.
Now, you're not one for backtracking games, but this one is probably the best backtracking game you'll ever play. So how do you find it?
I like it because it's clever. I like it because it's clever, and I like it's got a bit of the From Software formula to it, where it's you go to a door and go, I can't get through this door yet, but I know that.
But it
eventually,
intrigues you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like I want to go in.
I came across that what do they call them in? Are they're not zombies? You know the one that's got the famous one from Resident Evil 2 that's got the brain on it, like the outside.
Yeah,
they're called like a lurker or something.
Yeah, the one that's on the roof. Is that what you're talking about?
That.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I had my first encounter with that, and I was like, oh my God, I'm getting out and, you know, absolutely fanging it. And I came across a door, and I'm like, where is this going to take me? And then as I came through, I immediately recognized where I was, and I was like, yes, I can get back to the main hall of the police station and I can move on from here. So I'm not covering as much. I looked at the map of the police station when I moved on from that first area, and I'm pretty sure I didn't do everything there, but I'm at the point where I don't mind.
Yeah,
because I've done enough to get into the next part, and I'm intrigued to see where this all goes.
It's for people that if you really want to go back and get that door, you go and you might get another weapon, or you might get an extra slot in your pouch. So, you know, it's not necessary, but it will help you if you do that due diligence, go back and try and uncover everything, but you don't have to. That's the beauty of it. And you're playing it on normal difficulty?
Yeah, just normal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'll get a few, you'll feel the, it's not too hard, but it'll keep you on your toes.
Yeah, it's definitely keeping me on my toes. The last bit I did was I saw, is it Mr. X?
Yeah.
So I saw the bit where you see him for the first time, where he grabs that guy through the wall and squishes his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. And
you've never experienced something like Mr. X, have you? Like an NPC following you around like that constantly?
No, not really.
Fuck, that guy's annoying, but he's cool.
I played Amnesia, which doesn't have the constant bad guy following you, but it
you know,
is still super scary.
Yeah,
Amnesia is so scary.
Hey, Resident Evil.
No, Amnesia.
Oh, Amnesia. That is
horrifying.
And the reason for me, it was because it's so dark all the fucking time.
Excuse
my language.
Yeah.
The game's so dark. And that was the same for Resident Evil 2, I've noticed. I bumped up because I've been playing it 2 alongside with you. Bit differently. I mean, I'm kind of cheating because I've already played it so many times. I'm running through with an RPG with infinite ammo. An RPG with infinite ammo. I do not recommend this first playthrough. So it's very easy. But I'm just, you know, I just want to feel the levels again. And man, Mr. X is so iconic. I love that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did know he was coming because I remember all the discourse around him when the game came out in 2019, the remake.
It holds up very well.
It's been a while, but it does hold up. Yeah, it does hold up.
If it came out today, it'd still get the same.
And I am playing the PS5 version, so it is upgraded too.
Yeah. Yep. That came out last year. So, and that works pretty well, doesn't it? Everything's quite smooth. No issues.
Very smooth.
Yeah.
Very
beautiful.
Smooth.
All right. Well, let us know how you go with that one. You might have it done next week after. See how you go.
Yeah, because I have to play like 4 times, don't I? There's the Leon story and then the Claire story.
No, you can play once and that's it. You don't have to, unless you're going for the platinum.
So I mean, tell me, what's the difference between the Leon A scenario and B scenario?
It's YouTubeable. If you're time poor, onto YouTube. I don't think.
Okay.
You know, if you had all the time in the world, I'd recommend you do it. And if you really love the game, sure.
Yeah.
But in your position or Vikes, I say just play through the game like you're doing now. That's the main thing. Get a grasp of it. And then I recommend playing RE3 for you next because that's quite short, super fun. I loved it. People, because it cut out so much from the original, people got very pissy.
Yeah. Oh, is that why it was so panned? Is it because it cuts
number 3.
Out a lot?
They cut out a lot and it's a lot shorter.
Okay.
But I find it super fun. So definitely play that as well if you can before 4. But sometimes when you go from 2, 3, 4, you might get a little burnout as well. So you might have to pace yourself. Because I have these grand ideas of playing games all in a row, like Dead Space. I wanted to play all the Dead Spaces before the remake. Ended up playing the first one. Didn't get to the second or the third again. Played them before, but didn't end up getting to them. And then because I just felt burnt out. So I know some people just play through everything.
Yeah, I will see how I go. I've been playing Overcooked as well, just by myself. Yeah, I'm not playing that one with anyone. It's just me. But I've been enjoying that. That's been a good one where, especially if it's late and I'm tired, it's just like, I'll just put Overcooked on and get through like a world and it'll be fine. Nice and fun. So that one's been a lot of fun. I do have, I don't know if I'm being silly, but I do have Dragon Ball Z Kakarot downloaded, which I wouldn't mind giving a go.
I've platinumed it. I loved it. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend it.
I'm very late to the Dragon Ball franchise. I never really watched. I didn't watch it religiously when I was a kid, but I have read it all. So I read all of the.
Wow, really?
I read the whole from Dragon Ball original from when Goku's a kid all the way to the end. I haven't gotten to Super yet, but I've read all of Dragon Ball Z. And so that's the way I've experienced it. So I would love to play. I'd love to play it, really, is what I'm trying to say. So I'm intrigued by that. I think the year is going to start ramping up from here because is Horizon tomorrow?
Horizon DLC is tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, okay. I might have my day sorted then. I might not be able to play Resident Evil tomorrow because I'm really excited for Burning Shores.
Yeah, I'm excited. I will get to it, not tomorrow, but because I'm gonna be playing Dead Island this week. But yeah, I have a soft spot for Horizon. I feel like I was a little harsh. I come across a little harsh on that game on this podcast, listening back to some episodes. I just want everyone to know I still love the game. I'm just slightly disappointed. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that DLC, definitely.
Yeah.
They teased a few things.
I echo your feelings there. I really loved Horizon, but felt a little bit shortchanged with some of the directions. But I'm really excited for what this DLC hopefully brings and what number 3 can bring. When it inevitably gets here.
And just do me a favor, and this is a self-promotion. I did a video on the water effects on Horizon. It's unbelievable how good they are. Mm. This is one of the most detailed games. It's unbelievable, the waves and the sun, how the weather affects the wave system. This is stuff that people just don't notice when you're playing a game like that.
Mm.
And it's the attention to detail I always harp on about. So, yeah, I'm looking forward. They teased a few little bosses and a few things. And obviously, it's very sad that Lance Reddick passed away earlier this year. That was really sad. He was by far the best thing in the Resident Evil Netflix show. I mean, he saved and carried that thing on his back. He is a phenomenal actor.
He played didn't he?
He did, yeah. I'm not sure if he's in the DLC for this, though. So
no, I'm not sure either.
But I'm sure they'll do some sort of something for him, like in memory of him or something like that.
Do you think there's a chance they write him out in this, or do you think they wait for the next one?
Yeah, it's such a delicate situation. I don't know. I don't know the right way to handle these things sometimes. You've got the Fast and the Furious one where they, you know, they keep him alive, or, you know, do you let the character go? It's a tough one.
Yeah. Or do you do the Black Panther Chadwick Boseman where the character is gone?
Yeah, what happened in that one? I haven't seen the movie.
I actually haven't seen
Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever yet either. But I've been spoiled, which is fine. And I know what happened. So he dies. I don't know how, but he dies at the very beginning.
Off camera.
I believe so. Again, I haven't seen it, but I know that in some way he dies, and the first part of the movie is them mourning him and all that sort of stuff. And then, again, spoilers for Black Panther, for people who are listening, for the end of it, that there must be some kid who goes by a different name either during the movie or something, and it turns out that he's going by his, I think it's his Haitian name, which is like Toussaint or something like that, and it turns out his Wakandan name is T'Challa, and he's named after his father. Yeah, right. So he is the new T'Challa. But Marvel Marvel Studios was very, they're like, we're not recasting this Black Panther or T'Challa. We are going to have it. It'll be a different T'Challa, which is obviously now whatever this kid is.
Yeah. Interesting.
I sound super ignorant the way I've described it because I haven't seen the movie, but that's just my understanding of it as it is.
No, that sounds right. That sounds right. But yeah, interesting. So yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. Now, did you see this, Jordan? You know how we wanted Quidditch in the Hogwarts Legacy? Well, now we know why they didn't put that in, because it's a standalone Quidditch game that's been announced just yesterday. And when I saw this, it all sort of made sense in a way, didn't it? But it definitely did. Weird timing on this one. I'm not sure why they decided to announce this now. Why not announce it when the game's red hot?
It's a very interesting art style too. It's not the same art style. No,
it's very cartoony, isn't it?
Very. Yeah. It looks like Fortnite. That's what it looks like.
It's probably on Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
What's the bet?
Yeah.
They didn't show much. They just said to sign up to the playtest, which I did under your name, Jordan. No, I'm only kidding. I stole your email address, so now you've got an underused. No.
Oh, you
thought. No, I've signed up, but geez, it was a long process. They wanted to know, you know, what I had for breakfast and what side of the bed I sleep on. Not quite that. Seriously. What games do you like? How many hours have you played of FPSs? And Jesus Christ, guys.
Do you know? That's very interesting. So I signed up for the X-Defiant beta on the weekend. And they asked me the same things. They were like, how often do you play FPS games? Do you normally do this? Do you normally do that? Do you prefer cornflakes or Weet-Bix? Do you prefer the left side of the bed or the right? And I was like, this is bizarre. This is crazy.
Well, apparently this is 7v7 online. That's a little worrying because you need 14 players to start a lobby. Sometimes that could be tough over here in Oz, guys. Over in the US, UK, you guys are fine. Australia, sometimes we struggle to fill those lobbies, guys. We don't have as many gamers down here. So
it will definitely depend on how good the game is. Because at launch, it'll be no problem. But it'll be two months after launch that we're struggling, especially if it doesn't hit.
Yeah, look, I'll give it a go. It kind of looks, it's hard to say what it looks like now, but it sort of gives off mobile vibes, like mobile phone vibes. And it probably will be on mobile phone. What's the bet? And that would be smart of them to do. Let's be completely honest. Yeah.
At the moment, we should mention, at the moment, it is only confirmed for PC and consoles.
Yeah.
So it doesn't say anything about mobile yet.
Yet. Yeah.
But it could be. Do you know what this makes me want to do, Dan? Should we play Rocket League again?
Yeah, we fucking should, man. We really should. Yeah, we should.
We should download that right this second.
Yeah, I think we should, man. I'm willing to do it. Now, can you tell me, though, for Quidditch, because you're the Quidditch master. There's a seeker, a keeper, two beaters, and three chasers.
Yep.
Okay. The seeker is going for the gold little, that's snitch. The Harry Potter. Yep, the snitch. Yep. The keeper, obviously, the keeper stopping the goals. Yep. The two beaters and the three chasers.
Yep. So in Quidditch, there's famously four balls, I'm pretty sure. So there's the snitch, which the golden snitch, which flies around the field, which the two seekers, one for each team, trying to find as it flies around. The game doesn't end until the snitch has been caught. And when the team that catches the snitch doesn't win, but will get 150 points. So you could get the snitch and still lose if you were down by 160
points. How many points do you get for a normal goal?
So I'll get to that. So then the other next two balls are the bludgers. I'm pretty sure there's two bludgers.
Two beaters and three chasers.
Yeah, so there's two bludgers, which are the balls that fly around.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The bigger balls.
And the beaters have a bat, and they use... This is where it gets pretty barbaric.
I know.
They are literally whacking the bludgers at opposing players to knock them off their brooms and to put them off.
Oh, so those balls are just to hit people with?
Yeah, literally just combat balls. That's it. Yeah,
I want that role.
So they're literally hitting
that's
them.
That's what
at
I
them.
Do I in Rocket League. While you score, I'm just distracting people and hitting them.
Essentially,
that's the funnest part. No.
Yeah, so there's two beaters who are doing that. I think it's two bludgers. It might be one. I can't remember. And then you've got your three chasers, which are after the quaffle, which is the ball that's used to score. Yep. And so it's 10 points per score. There's three hoops down either end, which are different heights, and it's 10 points to score. That's pretty much the rules.
I wonder how this is going to play, man. This is very fascinating to me, how this plays.
Yeah. Because who's going to want to play as the beater?
What they're going to do? It's going to be random, I reckon. Sorry. It's going to be random, don't you think?
Yeah. I can see that, but then I can also see that leading to people getting in, going, oh, I'm the beater.
Quitting. Out. And that's annoying. That's annoying. Yeah.
So I don't know whether it needs to be, whether you roll queue.
You know what it needs to be? If you quit, you get 10 minutes ban.
Yeah.
They need to do that.
I think that's one way to keep it
and
fair.
And then if they leave again, 30 minutes, and it just keeps increasing. Because otherwise, yeah, you have to put strict things in place. Because I remember that issue happened for, what was the game? It was like one of those slasher
Overwatch,
games.
Probably.
No, it was one of those, you know, those slasher games, like not Evil Dead, but Jason, one of those games where everyone wanted to be Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Not the survivors. Yeah.
Friday the 13th and Predator and stuff.
Everyone wanted to be those guys. They just left if they didn't get it. And you run into that issue. So then they ended up making, so there was, I think they said there was two Jasons and did stuff like that to try and alleviate it.
Yeah. But
yeah, so I'll give it a crack. I know you will.
Apparently,
there was a Quidditch game on PS2. I never played it. Is that right?
I remember playing it on GameCube. I think there was one on GameCube that I played.
And that was single player, obviously.
It was single player, yeah.
How did that play?
I can't remember. No.
Yeah, I can't. I know it was third person, but
it definitely was third person. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so now this is a sad one because I had it on my Fantasy Critic.
Mike and I told you not to do this. We said don't do this.
You know what? Maybe it's a saving grace because I would have lost points. But Suicide Squad is being delayed again.
Again
to 2024, man. I mean, this is crazy,
and not even a date, so it doesn't actually have a date, it's just February 2024.
This is crazy, man. This
so
is
it's
insane.
Now going to be, I think the maths works out right
eight
on this.
Years.
8 years,
8 years, man.
Between games, I
mean, come on, that's too much. It's too much between games, man.
Yeah,
The Last of Us Part Two came out 4 years after Uncharted 4.
Mm.
4 years. Half the time.
Yep.
This is one of the best games.
And so Uncharted 4 came out what year?
2016.
2016. Last of Us Part 1 came out 2013.
They usually go off a 3 or 4 year cycle. Now, yeah, their games are linear in that. But, I mean, this game, I guess this game is open world, so we'll give them a little bit of slack. But, you know, it is a pretty long dev time. I think it's too much. I would say, and you know, I'm not an expert, obviously, but I would say 6 years is probably the max, because it's not just about, it's more about the times changing for one thing. Like by the time the game's out, you know, if they delayed another year, it's nearly the end of the PS5 cycle.
And let's keep in mind with your comment about time, this is a post Avengers world now. Where we talked a few weeks ago about there being moments in gaming history where gamers said enough, no more. This isn't a trend we want to follow. And you know, we had Cyberpunk being the one for releasing a broken game. Devs took the hint and said, okay, we're not doing this anymore. Avengers, when it came out so content light, maybe it wasn't exactly said, but with our actions, gamers said, nope, we won't support this because it's not good enough. And now the same thing's happening here, where they show the gameplay and the reaction was pretty visceral to the gameplay that was shown at the state of play.
Yeah.
And you know what? We have to look at the positives here. They're listening and they're saying, and Rocksteady saying, okay, no, this isn't right. Either the bit we showed didn't get across what we want you to get, or what you're seeing isn't doing anything for you. And so we're going to go back to the kitchen and retool this little bit. This makes me really excited to think that maybe this game comes out and I'm excited for it, because I was pretty brutal on it after the state of play. I was pretty brutal. I've been not excited for this game since
Jordan,
the beginning.
They can't change the game in 9 months. They can only polish.
There'd be more than polishing going on. There would have to be some sort of reworking going on here, because you're not going to delay for 9 months of polish.
But they can't rework the gameplay. I don't think they
can't rework it, but you can tweak it. So maybe it, maybe all that, you know, you're still going to play through a story in Suicide
You reckon they
Squad.
Could maybe add a few melee attacks for each person or do some small little things here and there? Is there enough time?
Well, I'm more thinking maybe instead of it being a... We don't really know what it was going to look like because...
This is the thing. We don't know
it's
enough.
It's sort of hodgepodge. But imagine if it was supposed to be a Division type game, right? Where you go to a location to start the mission and you do the mission and then you get a thing to say, we now need to go over here to do the next mission and you can do some things along the way as you get there and then you do your next mission and that happens. Maybe instead of that happening, maybe it's made more linear and the gear and the upgrade system isn't so much like a Destiny, but it's more like a God of War where you're still finding gear and stuff, but it's not tied to a battle pass or anything like that. All speculation, I know. We have no idea what it was actually going to look like, but that's my hope anyway for what this could mean.
Well, there was an interesting, and I didn't see anyone report on this. I was listening to an interview with Deborah Wilson, who is Amanda Waller in the game.
Yep.
She's played Amanda Waller a few times. She was in Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order as well. You'll know her from that.
She the I can't think of her name, but is she Cal's friend on the ship?
Yeah, yeah. She's an older woman. She's done so much stuff over the years. She was in COD Modern Warfare. She's done heaps of stuff. She's a veteran. And she was talking, someone asked her about Suicide Squad and she said, you know, I have to keep coming back to the booth. This was a recent interview. I have to keep coming back to the booth because there's these seasons, she said. There's like these seasons and it's always updating. I thought, that ties into, you know, the battle pass and that sort of thing. And I was just trying to piece that together. And you know, you might be right. Maybe they're going back on that now and they're reformatting. Instead of having season passes and seasons, maybe they're going to just put it all in the game from day one.
Maybe. Yeah, or, it could be.
I don't, you know, you just don't know. It's so hard. They have not shown much. This is the thing.
No. That's probably why the reaction to it all has been so brutal, is because we still have no idea what this game really is. If anything, the gameplay they showed made it even worse.
Well, I actually think that's going to help them, though we don't know much, because we might actually be pleasantly surprised when it eventually
does
come.
That's the hope, for sure.
So, yeah, look, it's disappointing, but at the end of the day, it was coming out around Zelda and Star Wars and this, like it was Final Fantasy, had big competitors this year. I mean, it wasn't a good year. This is a tough year for a game like that to come out. So,
yeah.
And they could polish it up and hopefully, because, yeah, there's probably a lot riding on this over Rocksteady with 8 years of development. You know, 8 years of development to have a bomb, that's bad if it bombs, you know. It almost has to be a good idea.
You know what they should do?
Mm.
Just release Suicide Squad now. Just release it as it is. Or give, you know, go gold in 2 weeks and release it as it is.
Yeah.
Right? Because it'll sell because it's got Suicide Squad in it. They'll have Harley Quinn at the front, you know, like doing her thing. You know, they'll all be there. King Shark's there. So Justice League will be there. We'll kill them, but not really kill them. It'll be fine. It'll still sell.
Samoa Joe's voicing King Shark.
And then you know what should happen then?
Mm.
Rocksteady should pull their finger out, go develop the last Ronin like we want them to, and then we're all good to go.
Oh, you just reminded me of The Last Ronin.
Right.
I can't wait for that. I hope we don't get disappointed by that.
No.
Have you got any interest in Dead Island at the end of this week, Jordan? It's coming out this week.
Didn't even realize it was coming out.
Marketing's been very soft on this one, I've found.
Yeah.
Not a lot of hype around it.
No.
Do you think it's
sort
of like...
I feel like there was
like
a lot of hype around Dying Light 2. There was heaps of hype.
Yes. Do you think it's just been too long? Like people have just, at a certain point, you just don't care anymore if you wait too long, because this was announced 10 years ago or some crazy stat like that. You know, that's what
I think people
feel
are
like
deaf to it.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, oh, is this still coming out, is it?
Mm. Yeah,
It
just seems to be a very It's not. I don't think it's looking good sales wise here.
I haven't seen a thing for this game. I didn't. I had no idea it was coming out next week or this week. And
it's probably not going to be amazing. Let's be honest. No. It's like, a zombie
slasher.
Not even
a YouTube ad. Not even a YouTube ad for it.
And I'm seeing a lot of Star Wars stuff, and that's out next week. So,
oh, Star Wars.
That's just going to bury it. Goodness. I think that will completely bury Dead Island within a week. Yeah. So, all right. PS Plus. What have we got this week, Jordan? We got a lot of the Doom games on the premium version. So any Doom fans, you got Doom 1, 2, 64, 3, and Dishonored for PS4 on the PS Plus premium. That's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all. The Dishonored one's a bit weird because the definitive edition was a PS4 exclusive.
Oh.
Meaning it didn't come out on PS3. So definitive edition was all the DLC and stuff hucked in there. That came out on PS4 because Dishonored was originally a PS3 game. So it's weird that it's only on premium, but maybe because Definitive Edition was a remaster or an upscale. I don't know. That's a weird one to me. And then you've got the PS Plus Extra games. So this is the middle tier of PlayStation Plus's new format. We've got Kena Bridge of Spirits on PS5 and PS4, Doom Eternal, Riders Republic, Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, Slay the Spire, Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom, The Evil Within, Wolfenstein the Old Blood, Bassmaster Fishing, Paradise Killer, and Sackboy a Big Adventure. Now, that is a very good edit. Like, all of those games there make for a very nice little package coming to PS Plus this month. That's really good. And they're available to download now, too, and to play. So that's a very good month. Looking right there, I haven't played Doom Eternal. I wouldn't mind playing Doom Eternal right now. Well, maybe not right now, but, you know, that's a game I can really get back to. I haven't played Wolfenstein 2. I could play Wolfenstein 2. Just do a 8 to 10 hour story campaign in a first-person shooter with a good story. I could do that. Sackboy. I haven't played Sackboy. I could do that. That's a very good month. We eat very well, good. Us PS Plus Extra people.
Very, very good. Very, very good indeed. Now, another story that I wanted to just quickly mention, Jordan, is that yesterday some key art was leaked for the Armored Core 6 game.
I did actually see this, yes.
Yeah, Armored Core Fires of Rubicon from Software's next game. And then there was also some sort of pre-release sort of install thing that happened. So it all sort of points to it's definitely coming this year, but maybe there's a trailer or a demo or something around the corner on that one. So probably I would, you know, the best bet is Summer Games Fest because Jeff has a great relationship with them. They'll probably show maybe gameplay, trailer, and a release date. I'd be willing to bet on that.
Yeah. It has also been rated in Korea, Armored Core 6.
Yeah. And they don't, we've said this before, but they don't really, they're pretty good with their dates. So, you know, if it does push, maybe early 24, but I'd say it'd come out within a year from now. I would be safe to say that. Yeah. So look, keep an eye on out for that one. And obviously Tears of Kingdom, Nintendo, that's going to be huge, but that's not PS5. That was trending on YouTube, millions of views. There's plenty to be looking forward to on in terms of games. As I said, I've got Dead Island and then Star Wars, so I'll be busy. Now, here's a game I want you to look up, Jordan. It's called Immortals of Avium.
Okay? Oh, yes. Yeah.
One of the first ever interviews I did was with Lily Coles, who was from Call of Duty Black Ops. She played Park. She's in this one as well. There's a couple of famous actors in it as well. 25-hour long Call of Duty-like single-player magic FPS built on Unreal Engine 5. Spells act as long-range rifles and like shotguns, fantasy world elements. Combat is fast-paced like Doom, 25 spells to play with, plenty of exploration, helmed by the game director, former game director of Dead Space and COD, Brett Robbins. Now, come on, does that not sell you?
That sells me. And what also sells me is this reveal trailer they did. So there's a reveal trailer that came out about 4 days ago, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful game.
Mm.
Well, it looks to be anyway.
Now,
It's first got a bit thing, of the Dishonored about it. Like looking at it now, it's got a bit of the Dishonored and Bioshock, the way that you're whipping your arms around and you're casting spells.
Well, you know what it reminds me of? Ghostwire Tokyo. Let's hope it's not like that. Now, they've gone in the right direction because Ghostwire, biggest problem was it was slow. It was a bit, it was missing the fast-paced action that they've obviously gone for with this game.
Mm.
And it was also missing that, just that grit about it, that the story elements, the, you know, not the, just, it was just missing that. And that's fine. Ghostwire was a horror game, different vibe. But for that gameplay, I don't think horror worked with that gameplay. This, however, I think it'll work with this gameplay. Now, this is from EA. So I guess you could say that is a red flag for some people. You know, you'd be a little bit cautious because it's EA. But then again, I believe it's EA Originals. Now, they gave us Game of the Year in 2021, It Takes Two. So,
yeah.
And EA have been on a roll lately. So I'm willing to say that this one's looking pretty good. So we'll see. People have had some hands-on, I believe, and they enjoyed it. Graphics are looking good. It's all coming together, but we have to get our hands on it, Jordan. Is this one that you're willing to pick up, Jordan?
I believe so. Just by looking at it, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
25 hours for an FPS campaign? Is that a little long?
Tell me if you agree. Does it give you a little bit of a Godfall vibe?
Oh, don't say that. I mean, the aesthetic a little bit, but
just a little bit, just a touch of the Godfalls, but not in a way that's hindering my excitement.
It's very shiny and very
helmets that some of those bad guys had on where I'm like, that looks a bit like a Godfall. I mean, we don't have our resident Godfall expert here today with us, but if Vike was here, I'm sure he'd agree with me.
It actually looks like it actually, like they've said it's not Call of Duty, but it really kind of looks like it plays like a COD, but with magic spells. Like there's definitely elements of that.
Yeah.
You can't deny it. So
no.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. So that's another one on the radar, and that's apparently coming out in June, I heard.
Wow.
Yeah, that
snuck up on us.
It's pretty crazy, to be honest. So, yeah, I don't know about the name, Immortals of Avium. Bit of a generic name, but I guess you can't really call it Immortals. That's
better than Anthem.
I don't know. This is one of those ones. It could easily be a dud as well. So I'm just trying not to get my hopes up. But
yeah. But we'll
Lily's told me she reckons it kicks ass. I mean, she's in it. She's not going to say it's shit. But
no, I can't imagine so.
You know, take it with
not on the record anyway.
No. All right. Last story, Jordan. Did you see this? Sony working on a handheld, apparently.
I did see this. So yeah, there's been a bit of rumblings going on. This is old news by now.
We've never been one to be quick on the news, guys. Let's be honest.
No, but it's still worth talking about because we've talked quite a bit about cloud-based gaming, streaming gaming, that sort of thing. So yeah, there's been talk of a Sony built handheld. At the moment it's codenamed the Q Lite, and it will require the PS5 to be used. It's set to use Sony's existing remote play functionality to stream gameplay to the Q Lite, up to 1080p 60fps. That's pretty much all we know at the moment. Just reading from GameSpot here, it's meant to have an 8-inch LCD touchscreen, have adaptive triggers, volume buttons, speakers, audio input jack. And it's set to release before the PS5 Pro and after the rumored detachable disc drive. So thank you very much to GameSpot for reading from here. Yeah.
The PS5 very Pro more excites me than this. And that's crazy because now I would have been excited for this, but when it said cloud streaming, I lost a lot of interest straight away.
I've lost a bit of interest there. Yeah. Yeah. I've been pretty vocal before about cloud gaming and streaming where I just don't see the point, because you're never going to really be able to use this anywhere outside of your home, because especially in Australia, we don't have speeds on our 5G or in a public Wi-Fi that's quick enough for this to be utilized effectively. Public Wi-Fi. So what's the point?
Shit.
And then if you're at home, could you not, can you not do, I know there's the, oh,
just turn,
you know,
on your PS5.
Yeah, your partner, play your family, you're doing, this, you're doing it from bed. Like, yeah, there is that, but is someone really going to spring that much money just so they can play their PS5 in bed?
No.
Or, you know, to play something while their partner's using their TV or their family's or someone's using their TV? I just think the use case for this is so small, especially when it's not like you can't remote play now. You can remote play to your phone, to your iPad.
Well, this goes with the PSVR 2, Jordan. I've heard that the sales are horrifically bad. We've been saying this for weeks before it came out. We said this wasn't a good idea. Like, the writing was on the wall, and I feel like the writing will be on the wall if this is true. If this is a cloud streaming handheld, they did it before, and it wasn't a cloud streaming, and yeah, now it's going to be, and you're going to run into even more problems. Why don't you actually support the Vita?
This is all still rumored as well, which Ned mentioned. Still rumored, nothing official. The only way this isn't dead on arrival is
if it's Vita 2,
really, or if it has a really competitive price point.
Yeah, I've heard it's got a
price point which isn't totally obnoxious. This could work.
True. You know, I've heard rave reviews about the Steam Deck, so. So I haven't had a chance myself.
Steam Deck
myself,
has but... that this doesn't have.
Mm.
Steam Deck's all local. It's not remote play.
Right.
That's the thing. So that's the edge that the Steam Deck has.
Yeah, like, and another thing is, like, I've got the Backbone, which I showed you, which is the controller that you put on your phone, and then you can play PlayStation from your phone to you. And there's a bit of latency there. And I mean, is it going to be a similar experience to that, really? But just a little bit more refined?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's...
You would hope not. Yeah, but with streaming, there's always going to be latency there.
Just doesn't appeal to us, does it?
No.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes. I'm more intrigued by the PS5 Pro. I'd like to see...
What would you... If you're getting a PS5 Pro, what do you want from it? Like, what's your wish list?
You know what I want, Jordan? I just want 4K 60fps, man, running this normally, please.
That's exactly
I'm
what I want.
You guys, that's all I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
I will be a happy man. And if you let me turn off the fucking motion blur, we're sorted. I'm happy. Yeah. That's all I need. I'm not asking for the bells and whistles. Yeah, I'd like a bit more storage, a bit more beef. You know, maybe the graphics are upgraded a little bit, this and that. But, you know, at the end of the day, 4K 60 is what I'm looking
for. That's what I want. That's what I thought the standard was going into the PS5. That's what I thought we were getting.
That's what I thought we were getting.
Choose anymore.
That's what I thought we were getting, yeah.
Yeah. I think if they're doing a PS5 Pro, honestly, what else can they do? It already is super fast. It already makes games look really good. It's got those. They're the two things we really wanted for next gen. What would I want from a stopgap between now and PS6? I'd want that.
What did the PS4 Pro do to four? You know, it just changed a few little things. It made the fan really... Remember the fan was extremely loud? They turned that right.
Didn't the PS4 Pro bring 4K?
Oh, I can't remember.
I'm reading from TechRadar here, which had the difference between the PS4 and the PS4 Pro. So the PS4 original was only limited to 1080p. And then the Pro came along and gave you 4K.
It did. Okay.
There needed to be PS4 Pro enhanced games for that, but it did have 4K. That's what brought 4K to the PS4 generation. And then just made things crisper. So I think it brought HDR as well. I think that comes with 4K. It did bring the fastness. It was a little bit faster. By the end, my Pro wasn't that much faster than my normal one, and it wasn't that much quieter either. It was super loud by the end.
At the start, it was quiet, and then it got loud. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, it was probably just dust in the fans, which happens to, you know, any system with a fan.
My PS5's still pretty quiet 2 years later.
Yeah, mine's really quiet. I noticed mine gets quite hot. I know, changing my charging cables. Like, if I'm
is yours in between two a tight space or is it in the open?
It's not. I wouldn't say it's a tight space. It's in a cabinet, but it's not a tight space. And okay. It doesn't get too hot either. It doesn't like heat up the whole room. But I know I've been like gone over to it when it's been on for a few hours, and I'm like,
I feel like they do perform better when they're standing upright. PS5.
Yeah, because more fans getting into it. Yeah.
Feel like that's right. Not by much, but if you're not seeing any issues, I mean, if it's just getting hot and there's no other issues, you should be fine.
Yeah, and it's probably just getting warm. That's all. Just getting warm. It's not getting boiling hot and it's not loud or anything.
Well,
it's actually amazing how quickly it still runs the PS5, sorry.
You get a new phone and you take it for granted.
Because when
I played PS3, Dead Space, then you start to feel you feel like, oh shit, we really have gone up. We really have upgraded.
Yeah.
The load times and everything, but yeah, no, my PS, I think it was PS4 or PS3. I remember you guys could hear it through my mic. It was that fucking loud. It was like a jet engine,
they called
it. Yeah, is it taking off, Dan? Yeah, it's taking off again. Another flight. It was so loud. And then, I ended up buying a Last of Us PS4 Pro 6 months before the 5. Yeah, real smart. Never used it. Anyway, you live and you learn.
Yeah.
So, PS5 Pro, we'll keep an eye on that. That was leaked as well, or rumored or whatever. All these things are leaked and rumored, but we'll see if when they...
Kangaroo rumored, you could say.
That's it. All right, Jordan, you're going to be enjoying Horizon. I look forward to hearing your thoughts on that DLC.
I'll be balancing Dead Island with Resident Evil, I think. Yeah, you're going to play Dead Island. I'm very interested. Tell me, I want to know your honest thoughts about Dead Island. I'm interested in it.
Yeah,
because the original really caught my eye when it came out in 2011, 2012, whatever it was.
Yeah,
but it was horrendously glitchy.
I didn't like it. I think you're in the same boat. I wasn't a fan of the original. So, it heading into this one, I've got no expectations really, and I'm just going to take it as it comes. But at the end of the day, if it's bad, it's bad, because next week is Star Wars. So that'll wash away the pain if there is any. But yeah, no. So we'll talk about that next week. But with that being said, John, it's been a pleasure to be with you. Have a beautiful day. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review on all platforms. And in that review, I want you to say Dan and Jordan are the best and Vikarth is an absolute wiener. And with that being said, Jordan, it's been my pleasure. We will see you later.
Later.
And Mark, any final words? You've been here the entire time, Mark.
Where's this kangaroo?
Oh, God. Marky Mark, go get a Wurtburger, mate.